as easy as the touch of a button. The message of life on 657 AM. 657 AM, radio for believers in action.
Oh man. Shirley Caesar, I think, you know, the song will be a classic of classics of classics of classics. It doesn't matter who says what, because, you know, as I'm hearing the song, I'm remembering hearing the song as a little girl. Today I'm playing the song as a mom, as a community mom. Okay. My family, good morning and welcome. It is 21 minutes after 6. That is your time. I know your lines are buzzing. It is now time for us to cross over for conversation and a teaching. Baselwane, I know what we're going to do. Tatusani Leswana is already standing by on the line. So what we are going to do is we are going to create space just before we cross over to 7 o'clock at 10 to. So between 10 to and 7, we're going to be taking all of those Mother's Day wishes this morning. And in case you have only just joined us, I know load shedding is a problem. What the Lord has been ministering to us in the morning between 5 and 6 is the ministry of healing. And in case that is you this morning, you are covered because we covered you. We stood in the gap together with you. Shalom Jay, the Lord bless you, my sister. I see that request for the song. We're certainly going to try and find it. And let's see if we can actually play it as we cross over on the other side of 7 o'clock. We come back, my family, from this break. Excuse me. We come back from this break and recap our lesson last week on fatherhood. And so this conversation on fatherhood has been going on. And the reason why we are doing this is because for many, many years, you know, we've focused our conversation on fatherhood, on the healing of those who have been raised without fathers. And we need to continue that angle. But here's an very important angle. I think Utata Dusana is covering every angle. But so far, what we've been hearing the Lord say is basically teach fathers how to be fathers, to re-establish that fiber of fatherhood and to really awaken the conscience of those who ought to be fathers but who are struggling for one reason or another. And so we welcome Udada at 23 after 6 on the other side of this short sting.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Dada, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Ayanda, and to your listeners of Radio Fulfi. Thank you.
Yeah. So today, Dada, is Mother's Day. So let me first give you that opportunity to do all of your shout outs, and then we'll come into it.
Yeah. It's Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers and grandmothers. And I was fortunate to have lived with two of my grandmothers and my mother. So I know what it is to be loved, to be taught, and to be trained.
We bless the Lord, Dada. We bless the Lord. Amen. Siyabulela kakhulu, Tatusande Leswana, my family. Dada, last week, when we dealt with fatherhood, the importance of fatherhood, I'm just going to run through a couple of points that I noted down. It was the issue of God calling fathers after himself. You know that he desires that fatherhood be imitated after him. And so fathers today who do not know God are unlikely to father according to the requirements of the kingdom. And we were focusing a lot on Ephesians last week. We also spoke about the Spirit of Christ who is in all who are children of God. And this means that it becomes second nature to father in the pattern of God when we are led by the Spirit, right? And the third matter that we dealt with is that we father in the order of God. Those who father in the order of God will display the fruits of the Spirit, because it is impossible to lead by the Spirit and not produce those fruits of the Spirit. We spoke about qualities of fatherhood according to 2 Peter, you know, and to goodness add faith, to goodness add knowledge, etc. We spoke about being alert, the importance of fathers being alert according to Ephesians 5:18, and that fathers are redeemed from fear. Fathers who father according to the pattern of God and are led by the Spirit, they are redeemed from fear. They operate with a sound mind. You, I loved it when you said that, Dada. And we also spoke about spiritual gifts pertaining to life and godliness that the Lord has given to us, and that a father lacks nothing. A father will not lack the ability to provide for his household when his fatherhood is rooted in Christ. And finally, that a father in the Lord is well provided for, because God gives seed to the sower and bread to the eater. For the first time, Dada, I feel like I was really a student last week, okay? But I've also got questions, you know, that came from your lesson last week that I'd like us to perhaps start with, and then we can go on to today's lesson. The first question, Dada, is what happens, you know, if fathers are called to father after the fatherhood of God himself, what happens to those wounded men who desire God, but because of fundamental physiological and psychological tempering and brokenness, they really struggle to see God for who God is, you know? What do we say to those fathers? Because the problem with brokenness and woundedness is that it doesn't see that it is broken. Only God can be able to show forth that light.
Yes. I think a lot of us may be mistaken to think that we are clever.
Okay.
We find it easy to accept God for who he is. Maybe we even came to the Lord at 5 years old or stuff like that. And you think it's natural. It's not natural in that sense. Mm. What happens is that no matter who you are, no matter what your age is, there is what we call the prevenient grace.
Mm.
The grace before being saved. No matter who you are, you could be Chinese, Japanese, Zulu, or any other culture, that convenient grace that comes to you to prompt you to try and illuminate your mind. Bear in mind that Paul himself, the apostle to the Gentiles, was a murderer. In fact, when he got saved, if you like, he was a Muslim to go and kill Christians and to kill Christianity, in fact. So there is a chance which is spiritual, which is divine, which comes from God. It's not your effort. None of us is saved by our own efforts. We are saved by the grace of God.
Amen.
So the greatest thing that any one of us, no matter who you are, is to understand that there is a voice that speaks to you. Some people call it intuition.
Mm-hmm.
Call it all sorts of things. But life is not just your mathematical calculation. There are certain promptings. I want to believe even the worst rapist, the worst murderer, hears a voice.
That's right, Dad.
Inside of them. The question is whether on that day you are prepared to listen. Secondly, we must preach. And with love. And we must demonstrate, which is test. Demonstrate the Christian lifestyle so that we people, and they can see what it is to look at a Christian father who faces all challenges, because our success is the final outcome. God says, I know the plans that I have for you, to prosper you in your final outcome. So we go through a daily with God, with all the struggles as fathers, but in the final outcome, we come out on top. So that consciousness comes as we listen to teachers of the Bible, to preachers, and to watch examples of godly fathers. And let me add this, which is part of my teaching today, is that remember that none of us does anything except by grace of God.
Amen.
Wow. None of us has been anything except with the empowerment of God.
That's really, really helpful. So I want to try and see if I can get you on a better line. There's just a thing. I don't know if it's me or you. with your line this morning. So we are going to take a quick break. My family, if you've just joined us, we are celebrating Mother's Day. Okay. We are not being blamed on it. We're celebrating our beautiful mothers this morning. And we are going to be playing your voice notes on just before we cross over to 7 o'clock. But right now we are in conversation with Utato Sandile Swana, who joins us on the line every Sunday morning. And the topic of discussion is fatherhood. We acknowledge you, Mum Bingish Kwambana. Happy Mother's Day, Mami. We acknowledge you, Sis Nancy. Happy Mother's Day, my sister. Evangelist Lumka, we acknowledge you. Happy Mother's Day, Mama Ursula. We acknowledge you. Happy Mother's Day this morning, Mam Khauhelo. Happy Mother's Day to each and every one of our mothers listening this morning. Let's come back, my family, and welcome. Perhaps what we can do, in fact, is just welcome Mam Bingish Kwambana on the line as we try and get Tata on a better line this morning. It's 0826572729. Radio Pulpit is where you're joining us at this morning.
Hlanganyela nathi ukuguqula izimpilo zabantu ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Good morning, Father God. Good morning, our brother. Good morning, Ayanda. Good morning, Abo Mama Makumbina Amane Womhlaba, including those who pass on. Nkulunkulu baphumphumulela bafuthi nokukhanya kwaphakathi kubakhanyele mabaphumule ngobuhle. They are still mothers. We thank our biggest mother on earth, Mother Mary, to have Jesus. Thank you, God. You love us so much. That is why you said, singabasizi babo baba. Siyabonga ekuseni mesiyingcwele ukuthi usenze amaqhawe wasemhlabeni. We look after babies. We do so many things because you've given us a brilliant month.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To send in prayer requests, contact 067-429-7564 or alternatively email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Faith, hope and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Our time is sitting at 33 minutes after 6 this morning. Happy, 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 yippee. Mother's Day, okay? Oh, we celebrate you. We celebrate you, Boma Mabe, too. We were reading for you, just dedicating Proverbs chapter 31 from verse 15 this morning. Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. This is all I'm going to keep saying to each and every one of you. Many daughters have done well, okay? But you excel them all. And may the Lord just crown you with goodness today. May you be appreciated and truly understand that we really love you. We love you, Nyani Bo Mama Betu. And may the Lord continue doing this work of healing and of releasing us from the bondage of pain and disappointment and unforgiveness. Okay. So we also continue then with our conversation with Utato Sandile Swana. Dada, thank you for standing by. I think you're in a much better line now. So what we were carrying on then with asking questions from last week's lesson. So the second question, thank you for the answer that you gave us, that we are not clever. And so even those who may present with woundedness, those men who may present with woundedness, we need to understand that we receive God because God has given us himself and not because we go out searching for the Lord. Okay, there's a grace that is at work, prevenient grace, you say, that is at work that finds us even when we don't want to be found. You know, it's like a grace that speaks the words of Jesus to Nathanael. Nathanael, I saw you whilst you were sitting under the fig tree. You know, that's the kind of grace that is at work. So we need not be afraid. So the second question then, Tata, the Spirit of Christ is in all of us who are the children of God, and this means that it becomes second nature to Father in the pattern of God when we are led by the Spirit. So my question is that the journey of Christianity is progressive, and it means that it is possible to be a present Father. So ukhona endlini, ukhona ebantwaneni bakho, bayakwazi ukukhomba physically, but awubambeki spiritually, khona ingxaki, you know, because of where you are at in your journey. I suppose it's not very different from what I've from the previous questions, but also the fact that you are probably struggling in your relationship with the Lord, it then means that you do not father in the pattern of the Lord. You know, you unemaniyeka as a father. What would you say to such fathers this morning, Dada?
I will use examples from sport and exercise for this.
Okay, Dad.
Now, if you are a sports person and then just an ordinary fitness person, let's call them that.
Mm-hmm.
There is no sport that you will be good at to compete in if you are not training every day, or at least on the days that the coach has said you must train.
Mm-hmm.
There's a minimum amount of training for you to be competent.
Okay.
Stated differently, those of us like me who are over 40, for instance, you start to discover that any letdown in your training.
That's so true.
Omkaba, deep tummy, all sorts of things start kicking in just by loosening a little bit on the training. That
truth.
Little extra sleep.
Mm.
So similarly to fatherhood, if you do not understand that fatherhood is not going to come to you. Certainly godly fatherhood. That's why we are disciples of Christ. It does not come naturally. It comes through regular and frequent and thorough training all the time. So there are many ministers and ministries that focus on parenting. Others focus on manhood. Others focus on fathering. You need to expose yourself continually to those teachings and also to the Bible. In the same way that I have found it in my own experience in a different realm, that if I listen to good Christian teaching just on marriage and on loving your wife, my behavior here at home changes.
It changes, Dad.
So similarly, if you listen to teachings by the likes of Miles Monroe about fatherhood and so on and so forth, and many others, you will discover that your attitude in fathering will change. But you cannot assume for a moment that you've mastered fatherhood permanently and you don't need any more training. You could be 70 years old, you still need to listen, you still need to learn. Listen to the sermons and teachings on your radio when you are driving in your car. When you are sitting at home, give yourself time to listen, to study, to read about fatherhood. Because nothing is more painful than to see a man in going into his 80s and he has no relationship with his children. He has a dysfunctional relationship with his children, and he has dysfunctional children.
Dada, let me ask this quick question. And just by the way, just looking at the time, it doesn't look like we're going to get into today's lesson with Dada. If you can please excuse us, you know.
There's no problem.
Yeah, let's freeze that for next week because there's just so many questions. Dada Koko, this, I heard somebody say something really powerful yesterday. They were saying that men are also victims of patriarchy, right? Because we always see patriarchy as a weapon used, to oppress women. Oppress is a strong word, but, you know, for lack of a better word. But actually, men are also victims of patriarchy. And this example that you're making about exercising the muscle of fatherhood, some fathers are genuinely not interested, Dada, in being fathers, because quite frankly, what's in it for them? We understand what I'm trying to say. There's such a deficit from which they operate that they're not bad people, but we're too account. Or I mean, umdana ngumdana kamamake. Yeah, understand that. Uba umama kukhona, and if I provide money, what's your problem? Yeah, you know. So, and I'm asking the ikininisa, because ikhona tata lengxaki ikhoyo. You know, it's not possible that we have the kind of numbers that we have with so much information available. So even though there is abundance of knowledge available for fathers to start tapping into, but ikhona lengxaki ye willingness, and I don't think it's because they are bad people. Ikhona problem.
The first of all, I think that the idea of revelation, the idea that says, where there is no vision, my people perish. But it actually, in the Bible, it's actually talking about revelation. Mm. When your eyes of understanding are opened, the eyes of your mind become open. It is extreme ignorance, for instance, that you can every evening or every other evening, certainly every weekend, you spend your time in the shipping or in the soccer matches or at the golf course. When your own daughter or your own sons or your grandson is playing a match, a soccer match or whatever sport they are involved in, or they are supposed to be busy. Some of us don't even know that our children are struggling with English, Xhosa, or math, or physics. And not knowing that it is actually your job to be a platform for the success of the next generation. To be Christ-like itself, he is the cornerstone. In other words, the stone on which any other stone is going to follow. And it's at the bottom. This cornerstone is at the bottom in contact with the ground to support the building. That is Christ. And the father needs to understand that. I cannot want to say this is the home of Sandile Leswana, this is the family of Sandile Leswana, but I am not the foundation of it. I am not actually, these people are not standing being lifted on my back. So there's that lack of understanding that there is a sacrifice that must also come from the father, including making sure that the mother is supported and developed and cultivated to the best that she can be for her own sake and for the sake of her children and her grandchildren. And therefore, you yourself need to be developed to be fit for the purpose for which you are called by God as a father. We are a species, and science is there to tell us that we are a species. There are many different species out there. But this species, the species of human, needs a mother and a father. Now, people have tried to cause as much confusion around this topic.
That's so true.
And try to run away from responsibility. There is no society that can progress when the intelligence, the energy, the emotions, and the passions of men are not actually being focused on developing their daughters, their sons, and all of their grandchildren. All of them. There must be no grandchild in whom you don't give your input into. the amount of dedication that you are going to play 19 holes of golf, and you have grandchildren, you don't even know where they are, and you don't even know how they will succeed in life.
Sure.
That cannot be the will of God.
Finally, Getata, and I guess this will be also our final point before we let you go. Wow, I'm so challenged by that, the issue of sacrifice, you know. Yeah, there's a point at which when you are a father, you, or maybe let me start where it begins. I think at the point at which when you get into a relationship as a man, you ought to understand, you know, that the minute there is intimacy in that relationship, that the likelihood is that you will become a father. That is exactly the point where you perhaps need to start sort of setting your mind in place to understand that your life is about to change forever, you know, and not be shocked when the child is 15 years to suddenly realize that you're a father, you know, and then you want other people to, I don't know. I mean, you know, fathers have a weird behavior these days. But anyway, that's a generalization. There's another point that you made about displaying the fruits of the Spirit. I think here, you know, it's not just about fatherhood, just parenthood. It's a struggle, okay? The fruits of the Spirit in parenting is a mountain, because there's patience, there's all of these wonderful things that you need to display, right? I just want to share a story, and I'd like you to just comment on it. So there was a lady who was sharing about her journey as a parent and in discovering herself after having understood that she needs to die to self, right? And so she says that in her journey then of living this life where she lays down her life and takes up the cross of Christ every day, the life of discipleship, she then hit sort of like a cul-de-sac when, as a parent, she was challenged to allow God to be the first parent for her children, right? And she was saying that the child had gone to netball trials. And so the child came back complaining that she was treated unfairly, and the child was crying, etc., etc. So as a mother, the first thing you want to do, you want to call that person that inflicts pain to your child. You know, as a parent, I mean, I guess, and even as a father, you would want to do that. But there is a restraint, Yabona, that sort of comes naturally when the Spirit is in control in your life. A restraint that says, you know, self-control, etc., etc. And so she says she had to go to God and say, Lord, how do you want me to deal with this situation? And the Lord says, do nothing. Imagine, and I want to bring it then to exactly the same scenario as a father. Fathers that who have learned to do nothing in response to some of the issues that their children go through, because God is giving them the instruction to do nothing, because God wants to show up in the life of a child as God. How would you encourage, because when I think about it, hey, Inzi, Matata, it's hard to see your child go through a difficult phase, and you just wish you could just walk in there and provide solutions and comfort them and protect them. And sometimes God says no.
Yes. You know, the thing about it, there is maybe a simpler way, another relatively simple way of explaining it.
Mm.
I think it was Samuel who was taken to the temple for training as a priest by his own mom. And there's a recognition there that maybe the rigor, the toughness of that training, I may not be able to provide it myself. I'm just making one example. So the boy had to go through a lot of things, and he discovered God at a very early age. For himself, by himself. Let me not say for himself. By himself, he was then. God spoke to him at a young age. The same thing happens. I mean, I've sent my children to professional coaches, sports coaches, and so on when they were younger, and the child will be put through all sorts of demanding programs of training, this, that, and the other. And you've got to understand this is what it is. This is what it takes to be a champion. And in life generally, people, when they have to solve a problem, many of us don't know that one of the options is do nothing. Some of the problems get completely solved by doing nothing. But don't say you are going to do nothing because you did not seek God or you did not think, but do nothing. Let me give you my own example as I close. My son is 33 years old. And when he was in his honors program at university, he felt that he's going to become a great entrepreneur and dropped out of university. And he is still busy with that. And the vultures, the hyenas, the lions, and everything is after him. I mean, the boy is having it. Are you kidding me?
Yes, Tata
Kunzi. He's now 33. I said to him when he made that decision, we had long, many, very tough discussions. And I said, my son, I'm going to leave you until you are 35. When you are 35, you are going to be hearing what I was trying to say to you when you were 22. So now from 22 to 35, let it be. Play the music. And the world will teach you a lesson that you could have learned in a year from your dad. But because you are the way that you are, you have to face it and face it and face it. Mm. And he wrote to me about a few days ago. He said, I'm like a wild beast that is caught by a crocodile. But that was the course that he chose for himself. And I had advised him what to do. And now it's going to take, I don't know whether it's 15 years, whatever the number of years it's going to take, for him to come back to me so we can do what we needed to do 15 years ago.
Sure. Yeah. No, iyavakala ikhaka tata but iyavakala. Okay. I think that strengthens, you know, the strength of a lot of fathers who have felt the need to act in that manner. But we are sazi nathi tata sometimes basinjani singomama asikwa, we can't handle our children going through pain. So we put pressure so much on otata but do something. But I think today I hope some father, you know, is helped to understand. If you can, from 22 to 35, I mean, that is like 11, 12 years is a long time to watch your child go through pain. Yo, Kunzi, it's a long time.
He's 33 now, so we're left with 2 years, yeah.
Wow, Dada, wow. I think, Dada, let's leave it right there for today. That was really, really helpful in just unbundling some of the questions that we had from your lesson last week. Next week, then, as the Lord wills, we are going to continue. In fact, next week, Dada, let's play it by the ear. What I think I'd like to do next week is probably try and see if we can have Umama, you know, just teach about motherhood, and then maybe you and I can catch up on the other week or early in June. But I'll communicate that with you.
Thank you so much. Bulela kakhulu.
Nokubulela mna tata and happy Mother's Day to Mom Swana lapho. Siyamthanda, siyabulela ngokusiboleka wena every Sunday morning and all the best tata for the rest of the week, yeah?
Thank you. God bless your viewers, your listeners. Thank you. Bye.
Amen. Tatu Sandile Swana this morning, my family. Wow. I really hope that our fathers are encouraged. And you know, my family, without being insensitive, the reason why I decided let's have this conversation this morning is because happy wife, happy mother, happy family. And really the happiness of our mothers, it does hang very heavily on the behavior, the understanding, the attitude, and the treatment of our fathers and how fathers handle their families. So right now, we're going to use the remaining time to come back to your voice notes as we continue to celebrate mothers whom we love so much this morning. And I just want to come back and read from the book of Proverbs chapter 31, my family, this morning, from verse 15, just to encourage and to celebrate you mothers. There's some mothers that have never been being told that you can. So this morning, I just want to encourage you, Phakama Mtaka Baba, you can. You really, really can. God sees you. God chose you. And he has already equipped you for the journey that he has chosen for you. So the Bible says, verse 15, she gets up before dawn to prepare breakfast for her household and plan the day's work for her servant girls. She goes to inspect a field and buys it with her earnings, and she plants a vineyard. She's energetic and strong, a real hard worker. She makes sure her dealings are profitable. Her lamps burns it late into the night. Her hands are busy spinning thread, her fingers twisting fiber. She extends a helping hand to the poor and opens her arms to the needy. She has no fear for winter for her household, for everyone has warm clothes. She makes her own bedspread. She dresses in fine linen and purple gowns. Her husband is well known at the city gates, where he sits with other civic leaders. She makes belted linen garments and sashes to sell to the merchants. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She laughs without fear of the future. When she speaks, her words are wise, and she gives instruction with kindness. She carefully watches everything in her household and suffers nothing from laziness. Her children stand and bless her. Her husband praises her. There are many virtuous and capable women in the world, but you, my daughter, you surpass them all. Let's come now to your voice notes, 0826572729.
Mrs. Ayanda. Yes, Mrs. Good morning, Mrs. Ayanda.
Good morning, Mommy.
Yes, Mrs. Chumu from Tembisa.
Hello, Mama.
Sorry to send this voice clip. Will you please pray for my sister? She is sick. Her name is Mamiki Razian.
Mamiki. Mm-hmm.
Just asking for the prayers in the mighty name of Jesus. I believe that she is healed, but I just need the prayers from the brethren in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you.
No, we will do so, Mama. We will definitely do so, Mam Chongo. In fact, Father, we just want to bring Sis Mamiki before you, my Father. This is exactly what you have equipped and capacitated us for, to stand in the gap, mighty God, and to hold each other's hands as mothers, as women. So we want to bring our sister, Sis Mamiki, oh my God, this morning. Father, we just want to bring comfort to the family. Lord, in Jesus' mighty name, we want to ask you today, Lord God Almighty, release your right hand over that situation, mighty Father, and cause for there to be no casualties, mighty God, in whatever the family is going through right now. We want to pray for your peace, mighty God. We want to pray that you would increase their faith, and we want to pray, mighty God, that you would cause them to trust you and to know that you love them. We thank you that you are a Father who heals in all circumstances. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. The Lord bless you, Basalwane. Hallelujah. So good morning, Mom Angie. Mom Angie says, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers who are listening this morning. Thank you, Mom Ursula, for all the wonderful messages. Evangelist Lumka says, happy Mother's Day. Okay, this is to me. This is my Mother's Day message, but happy Mother's Day to all of you, my family. So let's come back to okay, so somebody's asking if we could. Okay, good morning. Thank you for the awesome show. Please would you be so kind to pray for single mothers whose hearts bleed for our sons that have no present fathers in their lives. Hey. I guess that's how we are going to end our program this morning, my family. Father, we just really want to bring single mothers before you this morning, my Father. You know, Daddy, it's really painful that every time we need to celebrate something, there's always such a cloud of darkness and heaviness because of the issues that we need to navigate in our everyday realities. It's painful, Lord. And you know, Dad, when you give us the responsibility of becoming mothers, the fact that you allow some of us to become single mothers and you know that the contract of parenthood is for life, we are not going to pretend. It's painful. So we just want to ask you a solution, Somandla. Those of us who are already single parents, Lord, give us the grace and the strength to navigate this journey with joy. But for those of us who are not yet parents, Bawo, we are begging you for our children. Let them do right. Father, for those who are widows, let them quickly find husbands. In this situation, it's, you know, we are done playing tough and I don't need a man. Actually, every household needs a man. Somandla, sicela, we are begging you this morning, Lord. Comfort those mothers who have to operate as mothers and fathers because of the situation they find themselves in this morning. But also, Father, those mothers who are fortunate to have their husbands alongside with them, help them, Lord God Almighty, to recognize the grace in which they operate and to perhaps offer a helping hand of comfort, of advice to those who may be struggling, to those sisters of theirs who may be struggling. We thank you that you bring balance to society and to every generation by your wisdom. And we are trusting that your wisdom will continue to operate even in this era. In Jesus' mighty name, we love you, my family. Happy, happy Mother's Day to all the beautiful mothers this morning. Thank you for all your prayers, Bomama Betu. We truly appreciate you in Jesus' mighty name. We'll definitely have to make space then for Mother's Day for the rest of our month, my family, so that we can keep on taking those wonderful messages of dedication. It's a minute after seven. We're crossing over now to church here on Radio Pulpit.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.